Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. Week one of the NFL season did not disappoint. Upsets in Brazil, heartbreak in Baltimore, rookies making noise, veterans making history. It was chaos in the best way possible. Episode 88 of Adams Plus One, we are breaking down nine of the biggest games from opening weekend. Chargers versus the Chiefs. Chargers stun Kansas City 27-21 in Brazil, snapping a seven-game skid against the Chiefs. Herbert with a big day for 318 passing yards and three touchdowns. Biggest moment of the game, late in the fourth. Chargers need a first down to ice it. Third and 14. I'm sure a lot of people were thinking, here we go. Chargers don't pick this up. Chiefs get the ball, go down and score for the win. Justin Herbert said, not so fast. Scampers on a beautiful scramble, picks up the first down. Chargers get out of there with a win. Overall, this game was really Harbaugh's cultural reset. The Chargers made it known to the Chiefs they aren't the little brother anymore, and it looked like a real AFC West fistfight. Okay, from Brazil's fireworks to AFC North grit, let's head to Cleveland, where the Bengals go into Cleveland and take on the Browns, and they pull away with a narrow win, 17-16. The Bengals finally win week one, snapping their opening day skid and hopefully getting off to a fast start. Burrow and the offense looked rusty. They don't match up well with that Myles Garrett-led defense. The Browns are one of those teams. They do match up well with Cincy. They can go man-to-man across the board, and they can get quick pressure with their front. I expect Cincinnati and their offense to bounce back moving forward, but hey, the job was simple here. Just get the win, and that's what they did. Speaking of sluggish, like the Bengals' offense, rookie debuts aren't always smooth, and Cam Ward found that out in Denver. So let's go out to that game. Titans go and visit the Broncos in Denver. Broncos grind out a 20-12 win, spoiling Cam Ward's debut. Defense was the story. Overall, I thought Cam Ward looked pretty good, but the Broncos, with that pressure, with that front, I just don't think the Titans have the dudes yet where we're going to see Cam Ward flash consistently, but I do think he's going to make it in the league. From Denver, now let's go out to Tampa, where Baker and a rookie stole the spotlight. So the Falcons hosted the Buccaneers. Tampa edged out a really fun game. They won 23-20. The fourth quarter was awesome. Two touchdowns from Igbuka, the rookie wide receiver, including a 30-yarder in the fourth quarter to take the go-ahead lead. After Penix had an awesome rushing touchdown for the Falcons, Tampa answered back. Baker Mayfield is a top 10, no doubt, quarterback in the NFL, and he's clutch as hell. If you watch that drive, man, when they needed it, that ball to Igbuka in the back of the end zone, beautiful. Big time stuff. This is why the Bucs fans are buzzing. You got Igbuka, you got Baker. They have a legit new rookie weapon. They're going to get Chris Godwin back off injury. On the other side of the ball, Atlanta did show flashes. It's still Penix's second year, first year starting. So I expect bumps along the way. 49ers versus the Seahawks. Niners steal it late, 17-13 on the road. Purdy's dime to their third string tight end with 1 minute and 30 seconds left was just ice cold clutch. San Francisco, they proved that Purdy can deliver without leaning on all of his stars. For Seattle, the Darnold experiment already looks a little shaky. We had the Rams and the Texans. Rams edge out Houston in a defensive struggle, 14-9. Stafford quietly hits his 60,000 career yards. The defense bailed LA out, standing tall late as Houston pressed. What a beautiful punch out by that defender, too. Awesome, awesome punch out. Gave me flashbacks of Peanut Tillman back in the day as a Bears fan. So for all the offensive hype in week one, the Rams showed they can win ugly. Houston left too many points on the field, a bad omen in a loaded AFC. Speaking of loaded, let's check out Green Bay versus Detroit. Lions go into Green Bay, and the Packers stun the Lions 27-13. It really wasn't 27-13. It was more like 27-6. Jordan Love throwing a pair of touchdowns in Lambeau. Micah Parsons in green looking terrifying. I mean, he wasn't on the field the whole game, but when he was, he won instantly. First play that he gets on the field, he beats Noah Sewell. And they, of course, replay it like crazy. As a Bears fan, it's like, hey, let's cut that out. But good for Micah. Green Bay just punched the division champs in the mouth. If this is the new Packers identity, the NFC North is not only wide open, it looks like it's going to be green and gold. But if we're talking shocking finishes, nothing beats what I knew would be the game of the week, Ravens-Bills. So let's go out to Buffalo. Buffalo pulls off a miracle, 41-40 comeback, erasing a 15-point hole in 4 minutes. Josh Allen went absolutely nuclear. Two rushing touchdowns, 250 yards in the fourth quarter alone, capped by the walk-off field goal. This was what I call football theater. Buffalo showed championship DNA. Baltimore has to be asking themselves, how the heck do you blow that lead? Which, by the way, talking to a buddy today, teams that have had a 9 to a 16-point lead in the last 4 years, like the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Bills, they all had insane records, right, that you would expect, like 20-1, 25-2. But the Ravens were like, I think it was like 21-6. They've lost a lot of those leads with Lamar, which is very interesting. And finally, Monday night in Chicago, a rookie's second-year quarterback, though, coming-of-age story. Vikings versus the Bears. I was literally there in the grandstands watching the Vikings edge out the Chicago Bears 27-24 thanks to rookie J.J. McCarthy's late heroics. He led a fourth-quarter comeback, 21 unanswered points for the most part, except for that late cheap touchdown by the Bears. He looked like a 10-year vet, accuracy and confidence. There was a report today when the Vikings were down 20, when they were down 17-6, J.J. McCarthy gets in the huddle and he looks at all of the offensive players and says, is there any place you'd rather be? And what, talk about that mindset. That's just a champion mindset. I mean, the guy played for Harbaugh, won a national title, tons of questions surrounding, you know, his status as a second-year player that didn't get to play his rookie season due to injury. And in that moment, for the first time in his first game facing adversity, you know, that those are the intangibles that a lot of people liked with him coming out of college. Love that story. It sucked to watch the Bears lose, but tip your hat to J.J. McCarthy because that is ice in your veins-like mentality, and we love that. So for Minnesota, this is the spark of a new era. For the Bears, it's a gut punch. Unfortunately, same script, new season. Caleb Williams, yes, there were penalties for the Bears. They really couldn't get a run game going. But the story to me walking out as a Bears fan is the scary inaccuracy of Caleb Williams that he displayed. Great stat to measure how a quarterback played, in my opinion, is expected completion percentage. So, for example, in this game, Caleb Williams completed about 60% of his passes. But based off of how open receivers were that he was throwing to, Caleb had an expected completion percentage of -13. What does that mean? It means based off of who he threw the ball to, he should have had a completion percentage of 73%. He came in at 60. He had a miss rate of close to 45%. Highest of week one of any quarterback in the NFL. That's the scary thing. To all my Bears fans out there, let's just try to have some patience, but we need to see something by Thanksgiving, right? We need to see Caleb Williams start to take that next step. And nothing like the NFL, because that was week one on Monday Night Football in front of the nation. Didn't play well. Turn around on a short week going up to Detroit where it's going to be rocking. No one wants to start 0-2. And that's week one in the books. Herbert planting his flag in Brazil. Josh Allen going absolutely nuclear in primetime. J.J. McCarthy looking like the next big thing. Football is back and the storylines are already insane. This season's only going to get wilder from here. So lock in every week with Adams Plus One. Hit follow, drop a rating, share it with a buddy. And I'll see you for episode 89.